Good Friday Perspectives on the Christ Event, a conversation with two regional pastors who supervise congregations in Pennsylvania and New York. We will hear from a regional pastor for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in these two states. But first, we begin with Mel McGinnis, who serves a congregation in Jamestown, New York, and has also been active and involved with the Conservative Congregational Christian Conference, the Four C's denomination in Pennsylvania and New York. How is Good Friday celebrated at the Kiantone Congregational Church in Jamestown?
We as a congregation like joining with others to celebrate the day of Good Friday in ways that honor the day by focusing on the words of Christ said from the cross. So when we think of the cross, we can't help but think of how God's riches of grace are poured out on us when we deserve nothing from God but judgment. That focus puts the emphasis on Christ, and that's where it needs to be.
The Reverend John Pingle leads and serves 127 Lutheran congregations. I'm sure there are across that region a variety of ways that local congregations observe Holy Week and Good Friday. What are some familiar aspects of Good Friday in your tradition?
These days just really go right to the heart of everything that we believe and teach, that Christ died for us as a substitutionary death for our sins. He took our sins upon himself, suffered God's wrath against sin for us. He took the punishment that we deserve and lived the perfect life we could not live for ourselves on account of our sin. And that is the life that he offered up on Good Friday afternoon. We call it the atonement, substitutionary death for us. So it's very, very important. These days are, we would say, the most important days of the year. Friday, some of our churches do an evangelical version of the Stations of the Cross. Probably the most common service in our churches is the service of Tenebrae, or darkness, where candles are extinguished in succession. Each one, of course, representing one of the seven last words of Christ.
Reverend McGinnis, would you give us a word about Christ's seven last words?
I think of the one right off the bat. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The word of forgiveness was spoken from the cross. So that aspect of forgiveness is highlighted in the first saying, but also I think we recognize the great cost that Christ went through when he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Which shows us the severity of sin separating us from God, and only he could restore that broken relationship through the reconciling work that he did there.
Talk about the emotions of it, that it's a really hard, depressing, morose mood. But is that important for people of faith to have? I think of people who go to church on Sunday morning of Palm Sunday and they get the Palm Parade and all the kids and the celebration. They come back on Sunday the following week and it's all trumpets and fanfare. What's the significance of the mood changes as we move through that Holy Week?
I feel it's very, very important for us to go to Calvary first. In our hearts and minds, we're back in Jerusalem. That's where we are. And, you know, before we go to the garden and the empty tomb, we need to be there with Jesus because he did that for us. He hung and bled and died there for us. And that is the core of our gospel message. Even Good Friday, it may be a somber mood, but it ends with a note of victory. And you needn't walk out of the church depressed. It might be a somber day, but that note of victory has already been sounded. And on we go to Easter Sunday. So very important, very important.
Because he had to suffer in being obedient to the Father in order for us to be justified before God, to be redeemed. In other words, he had to bear the cost of that penalty of the curse for us on our behalf in order for us to receive this blessing of redemption, which he willingly gave so sacrificially at a great price of his life.
Talk with us about how Good Friday really is good news in the gospel. People don't like going to funerals. We'd much rather go to the celebrations. But where do we find the good news amid the hard part of encountering Jesus and his suffering?
The good news is in the grace and forgiveness that comes through the cross. As we think of that work he did there, it was pleasing unto the Father. It was a pleasing sacrifice, and those who are connected to him through saving faith are the recipients of this marvelous grace that extends to us freedom from the curse, forgiveness of our sin, being reconciled to God, and standing justified before his presence, not condemned, but released.
Mel McGinnis from Chautauqua County, New York, who serves the Four C's denomination, and we've also heard from John Pingle, the regional pastor for Lutheran churches in parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and spilling over into the Maryland Panhandle. For our final word, it's not as much a summary as a culmination. Perspectives on Good Friday.
But God's grace is so great that his love was fully manifest in the person of Christ through the work he did on the cross.
That note of victory has already been sounded.